Did you know the writer responsible for famous movie lines such as "Napoleon, give me some of your tots," is from Omaha? Hello, this is Christine Burright, graduate of the UNO MFA in Screenwriting Program, filmmaker and aspiring TV writer for Pass the Popcorn for KVNO's Arts Today. Even if you've never before heard the name Jerusha Hess, chances are you're familiar with her work. Omaha-born Jerusha and her husband Jared are the writer duo behind the film Napoleon Dynamite. Love it or hate it, Napoleon Dynamite has become a comedy cult classic thanks to its oddball cast of characters and quotable one-liners. Produced for a whopping $400,000 in 2003, the film has grossed an estimated $189 million in box office and DVD sales over the years, establishing the Hesses as a sure bet for box office comedy. For example, together, they're responsible for bringing Nacho Libre to life. Jerusha also directed the film adaptation of Austin Land, and Jared directed a little project called A Minecraft Movie. Perhaps you've heard of it. The Hesses have also been nominated for an Oscar for their short animated film, 95 Senses. Recently, I had the pleasure of meeting the Hesses in Rome, Georgia at the Rome International Film Festival. 4 years ago, the festival established the Flannery O'Connor Award for Storytelling. Every year, the previous award recipient chooses the next year's award recipient. 2024's winner, actor Tim Blake Nelson, chose Jerusha as the 2025 winner. Jerusha's award was presented alongside a screening of Napoleon Dynamite and a panel discussion where the Hesses shared little-known facts about the film. For instance, I learned that most of the banter between Napoleon and his brother Kip, and many of the wacky touches scattered throughout, were directly taken from things Jerusha and Jared's many brothers said and did. So much so that after seeing it, their parents were a little upset at their family's dysfunction being outed on screen. Jerusha also said that because the budget and production timeline was so tight, they pretty much filmed the script exactly as it was written. There wasn't time for improvising anything on set. The only scene in the film that wasn't planned ahead of time was Napoleon's famous dance at the end of the movie. For that scene, they let actor John Heder make up his dance as he went. It was the last scene of production, and they literally shot it on their last roll of film. And Napoleon's now iconic Vote for Pedro t-shirt he wears in the scene, Jerusha made that herself the night before they filmed the scene and surprised Jared with it on set. If you haven't seen it before, or you want to watch it again for nostalgia, Napoleon Dynamite is available to stream on several on-demand streaming platforms. Either way, you'll be ready with a great quotable one-liner like, you know, like nunchuck skills, bow hunting skills, computer hacking skills. Girls only want boyfriends who have great skills. This has been Christine Burright for Pass the Popcorn for KVNO's Arts Today.